I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys. We're glad you're here today. And Barbecue Bob, we were just talking a little bit about bow hunting. It's a passion of both yours and mine. And if you're listening to this show on Saturday, some of you get it on Sunday, but Saturday afternoon I'm headed to Shartucky with my buddy who is so graciously allows me to hunt on his land. And he's got an 80-acre piece where on three sides of it are farm fields, and on the fourth side there's a swamp, and his is all managed for hunting. And he doesn't do anything with the land. There's 1,000 pine trees on it. And
can you shoot a doe?
Hard way. What? He won't. No. He won't shoot a doe. That's just his rule. He's eights or bigger. His infamous line to me is, I've never been out and seen too many deer. Right? He enjoys seeing deer. So his rules, his place. Yep. Whether you agree with it or not, that's what I do when I get there. So it's more about just hanging with your buddies, man. I mean, this is the time of year. There's a whole set of guys that I only see this time of year. And if you've got a similar situation, take advantage of it, man.
Yeah. So will you spend the night?
What? No, because it's a 45-minute drive from my house. So shoot back after dark and hopefully we'll grab one while we're down there. He's already shot three off the farm with... he's real good about taking youth with him. So they did real good youth weekend. He had two others, and then they've got another one since then. So, but looking forward to it, man. Looking forward. No shortage of deer down there. But so if you get one, let's talk about some different ways to cook it. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about it maybe last weekend with Sobe, but a great way to cook some fresh venison. Of course, if you're out in the woods in a cabin or a tent or a campfire, trailer, motorhome, whatever you're in, it might be crappy outside and you might have to cook it inside.
Right.
You know, you just can't always cook outside in this time of year because there's a lot of rain for one thing.
Right.
So, you know, if you're going to have to cook it inside, like on a skillet, bring a nice big cast iron skillet and take a little garlicky VO from Old World and... some onions and just flash that really quick and put your favorite seasoning on it and just bring it to medium rare. And it's just so good. But you got to use a good EVO. And I like some aromatics. I am a thyme lover. You're not. Mm-hmm. But I love a little bit of thyme on it or Italian blend you can use.
But a lot of garlic. Everybody uses garlic.
The garlic EVO really does a nice job.
Right.
Yeah.
And that skillet, I'm going to say you want to get it hot, and so you sear it.
Yeah.
Because you want to cook it relatively quick, and as Bob said, don't go past medium rare because it'll dry out like crazy. Some guys will cook bacon on the outside of that. Doesn't work really good in the skillet because you got to roll it and it falls off before it sears up. But I use bacon more in an oven type setting than I do. So
or a smoker.
Or a smoker, exactly. The only true... fat you've got on a backstrap then is that EVO that you put on there. So be liberal with it.
The other thing is when you're heating that cast up, you're using EVO, so it's got a lower flash point. It's going to smoke a lot. So don't put your oil in until you're just going to put the meat in.
Yeah, great advice.
Heat that thing up because you'll have a real smoky little cabin.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yep.
Exactly. Another nice thing, of course, we talked about the spit a couple weeks ago, but that's a great time if you want to throw like a hunk of roast, venison roast on, some neck meat or whatever, and just put it on a spit and keep basting it. And just
I think that's the key, keep basting
it. Yes, and that's a good one to wrap with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to put it on a spit... Get some, Sobe has some really nice thick homemade bacon.
Right.
Wrap those thick pieces around it and put it like next to the fire so it's not right over the flame and just let it go a couple of hours. Bring your thermopen with you. And if you don't have a thermopen, go to thegrillingguys.com. Look on the right side, you'll see ThermoWorks, and they are the makers of thermopen. They're out of Utah. It's a 3-second read. They're about $79, and they are fantastic. I use
durable.
One.
Durable.
Use
last
one
you the rest of your lifetime.
Yep, I've got three of them.
Waterproof. The new MX version, you can turn it, 360 degrees, and the screen follows you.
And so, lights up.
And lights up.
Because you're always in the dark.
Right.
Exactly. I've been in the dark all my life.
Right.
And, of course, wouldn't be the grilling guys if we didn't say to do it in a Dutch oven.
Right. And I love me some Dutch oven. You know, I had a lot of fun for years and years with Bob because I didn't have a Dutch oven, and he had a dozen of them, and he wanted to cook everything in it. Well, he bought me one last year for Christmas. Bless his heart. Good guy. And I started cooking with it. And
it's a miracle machine.
It is, because everything cooks so damn evenly in it. That's,
you know,
people
have these little ninja cookers and all this stuff. They're little miracle machines, too, the air fryers,
right,
and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
A Dutch oven is somewhat the similar principle.
Right.
And if you're cooking with charcoal or hot coals from a fire, it's fantastic because you can just take your shovel out, throw a few in a little pit, put a few on top, and let it go.
Right.
And you don't have to mess with it. And you just have to practice at it.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
you're not always going to be great. You might overcook it a few times. You might undercook it. You might have to drink a couple more beers while you wait for it.
Right.
That's terrible.
Right. So, speaking of that, as I used it and as I continue to learn, you
the
know,
beer?
You, yeah, that.
Oh.
The Dutch oven, you forgot more than I'll probably ever know about it. But what I discovered early on is, you know, if you're applying heat, yes, it's cast and it heats evenly, but there is a hot spot on the bottom. If you're setting it on coals,
yes,
there's a hot spot
and
you'll burn the meat.
Well, hold on. Then that tells me you put too many coals under it. You have to also tend it. So you have to have your mitts ready, pick it up, and throw a little more coals under it. You don't just put a great big pile of coals and walk away for 3 hours.
Okay.
Because that will happen.
Right.
So you just put a small amount of coals in. You put a small amount on top, remarkably small amount. It's amazing the heat transfer cast iron has.
Right.
So that might save you from burning, but you're right. And then the other thing is you got to hydrate it. So lots of onions are great.
Right.
Carrots are great.
Right.
They're like the Holy Trinity, celery, carrots, and onion.
Right.
Those are wonderful for venison. They impart a flavor that you can't replace.
And
peppers.
My point was, is if I wanted a little sear on it, I put the meat on the bottom, roll it two or three times, a minute or two, on every side to get a sear on the outside, then put my vegetables in and put the meat back on top so I've got an airspace below the meat so that it's not right on that hot cast. And it turned out a lot better because the first time I did it, it burned. It was a roast. I didn't use venison. I used a beef roast, chuck. But it burned on the one side because you don't go in there and flip it over. At least I didn't at that time.
Right.
So it was just interesting to learn. And like you said, you know, it's a $8 chuck roast. It's not, wasn't the end of the world. I didn't ruin it.
Well,
it was just burned on one side.
So here's another thing you can do. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we're talking about Dutch ovens. Not the kind with a sleeping bag, but the kind you cook in.
Yeah.
You put your coals under it. You don't have to replenish those. You can just keep putting hot coals on top, and that might save the bottom of your pan. You might not be so prone to burning that protein that's in there.
But it's nice to have some of that stick on there, too, because you deglaze it with maybe a little wine or some beef broth or something at the end to make your gravy that's on your vegetables that are already in there. It's fantastic. It's a one-dish meal,
yeah,
is what it is. So
yeah,
that,
and then, of course, you can always grill it on a great tripod,
mm-hmm,
or whatever. And if you have a tripod, you can actually turn it into a smoker by throwing that same Dutch oven over that protein on your tripod, putting it next to your fire, and letting that heat and smoke penetrate it like that.
Yeah.
So it's a miracle machine.
When you say over it, what do you mean by that?
I mean, put your meat on the grate and flip that Dutch oven upside down.
Right.
Put it on top. It'll radiate the heat. It is the lid.
Yeah, right. It is the lid. The bottom of the Dutch oven is the lid.
And it'll trap the smoke in there, and it serves like a little bit of a smoker.
Kind of cool. Yeah. Really cool. All right, well, coming up next, we got a guy named T-Gid. You've heard of him before. He's our Raging Cajun. He's going to join us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. you know you're dying for a good root beer float.